Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Quantum Spirituality, Science, Gnostic Mysticism, and Connecting with Source Consciousness by Peter Canova presents an ambitious bridge between modern scientific ideas and ancient inner traditions. Drawing on popular interpretations of quantum theory, consciousness research, and philosophical questions about mind and matter, the book frames spirituality as an experiential inquiry rather than a purely belief-based system. Canova also weaves in themes associated with Gnostic mysticism, emphasizing direct knowing, inner transformation, and the idea that human awareness can reconnect with a deeper ground of being often described as source. The tone is exploratory and integrative, aiming to give spiritually curious readers a vocabulary that feels compatible with contemporary science while still honoring contemplative practice and mystical insight. Rather than positioning religion and science as enemies, the book treats both as complementary attempts to explain reality from different angles. It invites readers to examine assumptions, cultivate discernment, and consider practical ways to deepen intuition, presence, and a sense of connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing reality, where science meets spiritual inquiry, a central topic is the attempt to reframe spirituality in language that resonates with readers shaped by science and technology. The book surveys how modern physics and consciousness debates have challenged purely materialist models, then uses that opening to propose a broader picture of reality in which mind is not an accidental byproduct. The discussion is not an accidental byproduct. The discussion is not a technical physics textbook. Instead, it uses well-known science themes to argue that observation, information, and the limits of measurement raise meaningful philosophical questions. From there, the narrative shifts to how spiritual traditions have long pursued similar questions through introspection and direct experience. This topic matters because it addresses a common modern tension, wanting intellectual integrity while also sensing that life contains dimensions not captured by reductionism. The book encourages readers to treat science as a tool for studying measurable phenomena and spirituality as a method for studying consciousness from within. That distinction helps prevent false conflicts and supports a balanced view where evidence, reason, and experience each have a role. The result is an invitation to curiosity, not certainty, and a framework for exploring meaning without abandoning critical thinking. Secondly, Gnostic threads, direct knowing over secondhand belief. Another major topic is the use of Gnostic-oriented ideas to highlight inner knowledge as the core of genuine spirituality. In this framing, transformation does not come primarily from accepting doctrines, but from cultivating a direct relationship with truth through personal experience, discernment, and inner practice. The book draws on the general spirit of mystical traditions that emphasize awakening, the recovery of inner light, and freedom from illusion. It contrasts institutionalized belief systems with a more experiential approach that asks the reader to test ideas in their own life. This topic also explores the psychological side of mysticism, how fear, social conditioning, and identity attachment can block insight, and how inner work can restore clarity and moral agency. By presenting spirituality as a pathway of knowledge rather than conformity, the book offers a respectful alternative for readers who feel alienated by dogma but still desire depth, reverence, and purpose. The emphasis on inner verification can also serve as a safeguard, reminding readers to remain grounded, avoid credulity, and prioritize lived change over abstract claims. In this way, the Gnostic thread becomes a practical philosophy of awakening. Thirdly, source consciousness, a model of connection and meaning, the idea of source consciousness functions as a unifying model that ties together scientific speculation and mystical intuition. The book explores the possibility that there is a foundational field or intelligence that underlies reality and that individual consciousness can, at least subjectively, attune to it. This is presented as more than a comforting metaphor. It becomes a framework for understanding intuition, synchronicity, moral insight, and the sense of guidance many people report during profound states of contemplation. The topic emphasizes connection rather than separation, suggesting that personal identity may be layered on top of a deeper shared ground. Readers are encouraged to consider what changes when life is viewed through this lens. Suffering becomes not just random misfortune, but a catalyst for growth. Ethical behavior becomes aligned with interdependence, and meaning becomes something discovered through awareness rather than manufactured through status. The book also implicitly challenges the reader to distinguish healthy spiritual connection from escapism. Connection to source, in this model, is not an excuse to avoid reality, but a way to engage it more wisely. This topic gives the book its motivational center, the promise that a disciplined inner life can restore purpose, resilience, and compassion. Fourthly, practices and inner technologies for expanded awareness, beyond concepts, the book points toward practices meant to make spirituality actionable. This topic focuses on inner technologies such as meditation, focused attention, contemplation, and methods for refining perception so that the reader can explore consciousness directly. The emphasis is typically on consistency and sincerity rather than exotic techniques, with an implied message that small daily disciplines can produce meaningful shifts in clarity and emotional balance. The book also frames practice as a way to test spiritual hypotheses. If the mind becomes calmer and more coherent, the reader may notice changes in intuition, creativity, and relational patience. Another aspect is discernment, learning to separate imagination, wish fulfillment, and cultural programming from deeper insight. In practical terms, this can mean building reflective habits, observing thought patterns, and integrating experiences through journaling or inquiry. The overall approach aims to make mysticism less mysterious by treating it as a learnable skill set with psychological benefits. This topic will appeal to readers who want a path forward rather than only theory. It also reminds the reader that any pursuit of expanded awareness must be balanced with grounded living, ethical intent, and mental health awareness. Lastly, integration, ethics, healing, and living the paradigm. A final important topic is integration, how a worldview centered on consciousness and connection translates into daily choices. The book links inner awakening with ethical responsibility, suggesting that spiritual insight should express itself through compassion, integrity, and service rather than spiritual identity. It also addresses healing in a broad sense, resolving inner conflicts, releasing fear-based narratives, and developing resilience by reframing adversity through a growth-oriented lens. Integration includes relationships, work, and community, where the challenge is to embody expanded awareness amid stress and disagreement. The book encourages readers to notice where spiritual ideas become performative or escapist, and instead return to measurable outcomes like kindness, patience, and emotional regulation. This topic also speaks to the modern hunger for coherence, aligning science curiosity, spiritual yearning, and practical living into one integrated philosophy. When that alignment happens, the reader can develop a steadier sense of meaning that is not dependent on external validation. The overall message is that connecting with Source is not an endpoint, but a foundation for becoming a more conscious participant in life. Integration therefore becomes the proof of spirituality, turning insights into a mature, balanced, and humane way of being. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel pulled between rational inquiry and spiritual experience, including those curious about quantum-themed discussions of consciousness and those interested in mystical traditions without heavy religious dogma. It can benefit a reader's life by offering an integrative lens, treating meaning, ethics, and inner peace as skills developed through awareness rather than as beliefs inherited from authority. By encouraging personal experimentation through contemplative practice and discernment, it supports emotional regulation, purpose, and a more compassionate orientation toward others. The emphasis on connection to Source consciousness can also provide a stabilizing narrative during uncertainty, helping readers reframe challenges as opportunities for growth and deeper alignment. Compared to similar titles that lean either into technical science or purely metaphysical claims, this book aims for a middle ground, accessible scientific and philosophical themes paired with a mystical tradition that prioritizes direct knowing. That combination makes it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want spirituality that feels intellectually engaged and psychologically practical, while still leaving room for mystery. If you want a single volume that connects big ideas with inner work and everyday integration, this book offers a cohesive starting point. If you would like to support Peter Canova, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.